The devil has no power. None. All the things that the devil tempts Jesus to do, he can't do. The devil can't turn stones into bread. He had no power. The only thing the devil does is try to persuade people, tempt people. That's what we saw in the story of creation with Adam and Eve. The devil comes and tries to persuade them, whispers in their ear that they can be equal to God. And they begin to believe it. And then they do the things wrong. So as we listen to the gospel story today, and we see Jesus resisting these temptations, he's resisting that voice that comes from the evil one that tells him to use God's miraculous power in a way that it should not be used. You and I recognize that we too are tempted. But we sometimes believe that the devil has power, that he can do something that harms us, and he can't. He can convince us to do things that hurt us and hurt other people. But he can't do anything directly to us. So all we need to do is, like Jesus, learn to turn off that voice and not pay attention to it. Learn to not listen to the temptations that he gives to us. The temptation to be great, to be powerful, to be rich. The temptation to control people. The temptation to try to have our way. All those temptations lead to difficulty in our relationships with one another. You see, God lets his power, his miraculous power, be used for others. He never uses it for himself. And he gives us miraculous power to use for others. But we get so caught up in what I want and what I want God to give me and how God should help me and use God's miraculous powers on me, it doesn't work. The saints are those who came to realize that they could resist temptation just as Jesus did, and they could choose to listen to the voice of God speaking in their hearts and telling them what to do. And it was always, like we heard in our announcement before Mass during Lent, that we are to pray, to fast, to give alms. Fasting is an interesting part of that formula. Through fasting, we make ourselves vulnerable and enter into the protective power of Jesus. When we are fasting, we are able to resist the temptations that come our way because we put ourselves under the protection of the Lord and he takes care of us. But if we decide, I'm not going to fast, I don't have anything to give up, whether it's food or qualities of living, I'm fine the way I am, then it's much easier for the devil to tempt us. But when we fast, we open ourselves to God's miraculous power working through us for the good of others, like in giving alms to take care of the poor, to take care of those in need. This gospel lesson that we have today is a powerful one. You do not need to be afraid of the evil one. His voice will try to persuade you that he has powers he doesn't have. And he will try to convince you that you deserve, you're entitled to, you should have much more than you do. You see, but Jesus says, be the least, be the servant. That's a lot different than I'll make you great. See, the devil tempts Jesus and wants him to test God. We do that. Don't we test God? I say a prayer and I say, oh God, tonight now I'm going to win the lottery. And then it doesn't happen. And I think, well, I was just kind of talking. No, I was trying to test God to see if I could make God do what I wanted God to do. How many times do we ask for things that are selfish, that aren't going to help us, that we think we should have because we're somehow entitled to them. But it doesn't work that way. When we humbly turn ourselves into instruments of God's peace, when we become those who use our time and our talents to help others, when we allow ourselves to be least of all, servants of all, then we are listening to the voice of God speaking to us, and it always tells us how much we are loved and cared for. So pay attention over these next days to the temptations that come your way. And when they are selfish and meant to just take care of you, recognize them as the voice of the evil one. And when they lead you to do something for others, recognize them is the voice of God. Jesus shows us the grace can be ours to resist temptation in our daily lives. And then we find ourselves feeling good and being able to congratulate ourselves on letting God's presence be in us. And we become instruments of God's presence to others.